Hey, what's up, guys? It's Anthony here. So welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about vintage watches and whether or not you should get it serviced or not. So one of the issues with vintage watches is that it's vintage, okay? And one of the things that you usually get from a lot of people is whether or not they should get their vintage watches serviced from a watchmaker's point of view. And today we're going to be talking about a little bit why maybe you should and why maybe you shouldn't, okay? So one of the very fundamental things I tell customers when they bring vintage watches to me is, what is the reason for you restoring this vintage watch? Some customers will say that this is sentimental. Some customers will say that this is a family. This is, you know, it's personal to them, and that they really want to make sure it's running. And if that's the case, I highly recommend it. Now, continuing on with that, if it is sentimental and you do want to restore it, the next question is, what are you going to do with it after you restore it? Is it going to be in a drawer? Is it going to be in a safe account? Is it going to be, are you going to be wearing it? What is your goal with the vintage watch? If your goal is to wear it, then by all means get it serviced. But if you're getting it serviced only to put it back into the drawer, it might not make sense. From a standpoint of it being in a drawer, there is really no issues with the watch if you just leave it in a drawer and that you don't run it or you don't wind it, right? I don't think there's an issue with that. I think if that's the case, if you're ultimately going to leave the vintage watch back in a drawer, don't get it serviced. Reason being is, the vintage watches, if you're going to leave it in a drawer, you're better off saving your money to not service it than you are to waste your money only for it to sit in a drawer and after a several amount of years again require a service again. So it's better to not even touch the watch and just leave it in a drawer if that's the case, and that way maybe you can save a few bucks from my standpoint. If you are going to get it serviced and you're sure you want to get it serviced and you're gonna wear it, just be careful. Again, it's a vintage watch. It's not supposed to, I usually, when I explain stuff to customers, unfortunately, the car analogy is probably the best one. I don't feel like it's I don't feel it's necessarily the most applicable one, but it sometimes gets the point across to the customers faster. So it's kind of like me telling a customer, if we restore his vintage watch and he's going to wear it for the timekeeping, it's kind of like saying you want a 1920s automobile, 1920s car to run on today's highway with other modern cars around you. It's not going to keep up at that rate. You know, if you want to wear it around, if you want to drive the 1920s car around the block, sure, maybe that'll work. But if you're comparing it to any sort of timekeeping of today's standards, it's going to be very, very difficult. That's just my opinion. You don't push a 99-year-old to walk as fast as a 20-year-old. And that's just the same applies to a vintage watch. You don't push a vintage watch to make sure it's 100% accurate in the sense of today's standards. The reason being is that there's a big threshold between having it run accurately versus modifying it completely to make sure it's running accurately, and another one as opposed to just preserving the watch and restoring it. So these are some things to keep in mind, okay? So if you're going to get a service because it's sentimental, just be, accept the warning up front that it's probably not going to keep as good of a time as, your today's watches or as good as your phone. So that's that. Another thing I want to talk to you guys about is also, if it's not sentimental and it's just like maybe a hobby, or maybe you want to get it serviced, it depends. If it's not sentimental, I don't really see why you would want to restore it, honestly, for me personally, as a vintage watch. There's a huge craze for vintage watches now in the market, so if that's your thing, go for it. I 100% agree with it. Everyone's different. Everyone has different opinions. If you just picked up a vintage watch from eBay and you want to get it serviced, sure. Only thing you should be very, very mindful of is that working on vintage watches will generally cost more to work on vintage watches than it would be to work on a modern watch. One of the common things I usually get from customers are pocket watches or very, very old vintage watches, and usually when they receive the price, for in the beginning days, now it's solidified kind of, but in the beginning days, a lot of people are usually common people. It's very, very common for people to be very shocked at the prices for vintage watches and restoration. They think because it's vintage watches that it's going to actually cost cheaper to get it fixed, and that is far from the truth. If anything, it should cost more. Because if the person who's working on your watch, on the vintage watch, is really, really qualified or competent or knows what he's doing, or her knows what she's doing, in the sense that you're gonna be spending a lot of your time cleaning the components, cleaning the wheels, making sure everything's running smooth. You want to restore to its working order. Sometimes you have to deal with broken pivots, you know, sometimes you have to restaff balance, sometimes you have to check the pallet, you know, sometimes you have to fix a pallet jewel, sometimes you have to fix the pallet stones, you know, sometimes you're gonna have to adjust a depth thing on a lot of things. And it's more workload on a vintage watch generally than it is to work on a modern watch. When you work on a modern watch, there's acceptable tolerances that you already know. When you work on vintage watches, it's of that time period, and of that time period, things might have been different. And that's what we're working, that's what we're coming at from a different perspective. It's kind of like trying to apply, you know, 2018 standards to fixing a car from the 1920s. Their standards were a little different, and our standards today is different. And that's what we're talking about in terms of fixing vintage stuff. It's generally more expensive, so keep that in mind. So if going down that vintage route is your thing, I have no problem with that. I don't think anyone else should have a problem with that, but just be very mindful of the price point you're gonna be paying for. Some customers I know pick stuff up on eBay, or they pick stuff up from Craigslist, or they go to the thrift shop, flea market, whatever, and they pick up a pocket watch, and they think they're getting a deal. Usually when it comes to restoring it, they realize that it's gonna be a lot, dramatically more. I do have some vintage clients who have really, really highly collectible stuff. And when it comes to really, really collectible and high resale value with these collectors, it's very important when it comes to vintage watches that you know who you bring your watch to. If you're bringing your watch and you want to preserve it, sending it to the manufacturer is probably the last thing you'd want to do. Reason being is that manufacturers will often or not send it to Switzerland, because in the States, they won't probably have any accurate tools or accurate parts for it, so they probably have to create it back in Switzerland. So that's why your watch gets sent off to Switzerland for the most part. When it gets sent to Switzerland, for the most part, sometimes when they look at it, they approach it not from a collector's point of view. They approach it from a watchmaker's point of view, in the sense that they're looking at it and they're thinking in their head, what can we do to make sure this watch doesn't come back to us? So they want to prolong the service cycle. So if that means that your flaking dial or your flaking hands are gonna break off and make its way into the movement, they'll replace that. If certain components in the crown, maybe certain crystals or whatnot, if they're all impacting water resistance, they'll replace it. So little things like that you should be very careful of when you're bringing your vintage watches to specific watchmakers. Sometimes you can you have to make sure where you're at when it comes to your vintage watch. You have to make it very, very clear. You know, do you want to restore? Do you want to preserve it? Are you willing to accept the fact that if they were not to touch anything and just to service it, that there's no guarantee on the movement? I've had vintage clients come to me and say they want a service, and sometimes their dials or hands are flaking, and sometimes for me, my service, I can't offer a service warranty if I know that something might break in the future. usually from my standpoint, it's to literally make sure the watch doesn't come back. So my goal is to effectively make sure that you don't come back to me with the watch that I've just serviced. So that may include making sure everything's in working order. And then I have some vintage clients where, you know, that doesn't apply. Some vintage clients just want to make sure the watch is running and they want to sell it as is. So that means preserving the dial, preserving the hands, preserving the original crown, crystal, bracelet, bezel, sometimes even the gaskets, sometimes even the dirt and arm cheese on the bracelet. So a lot of these come into equation. So you have to make sure that whoever you bring your watch to preserves the original parts and make sure that the watch is in running working order, and that the reason why you want to service a vintage watch is to preserve it. A lot of people, when they wear vintage watches or whatnot, and without having it serviced, the watches will eventually break. The pivots, the wheels, due to the lack of oil. Usually in older watches, they used to use actual animal oil. So whenever it was time for service, the watch would actually stop running, in the sense that the oils would gum up. Today's oils are synthetic, so if worst comes worst, the oils just dry up, so the pivots are still running. And you as a customer might think that the watch is running fine, and that the watch, because it's still running, means that there's nothing wrong with it. Sometimes the pivots will run for long periods of time, and then eventually just shear off because it's metal on ruby, and it'll shear off right off, and that will significantly increase your estimate in terms of getting it serviced. So just keep stuff like that in mind. And I think that's about it for today. Hopefully this clarifies certain topics of the vintage watch market in terms of servicing it from a watchmaker's point of view, and maybe this helps you influence what you might want to decide to do. If you want to see me take apart a vintage Tudor Oyster Prince just to show you, I will include that in the show notes of what something like that implies and what something like that requires. I do a complete YouTube, you know, video disassembly on it, and I offer my thoughts on that specific movement and model watch. But other than that, just whatever decision you make, make sure if you make your bed, you sleep in it, okay? And if you enjoy the podcast, great. I thank you again for your attention. If you like the podcast, please like and subscribe, or however may you want to approach it. And thank you again for listening, guys. Hope you have a great day. Take care.